1. My groom, her husband part 1, after 4 years of dating and 6 months of engagement, the eve of my wedding had finally arrived. In a moment of both curiosity and dread, I used the key pendant that my boyfriend, Hudson Reed, always wore around his neck to unlock his safe. What I found inside shattered my heart. Countless photos of my best friend, Harper Davidson, chronicling her journey from youthful innocence to graceful maturity. My breath caught in my throat as a wave of heartache washed over me. Each image revealed the depth of his feelings for her feelings I had never fully acknowledged. Clutching the photos to my chest, I rushed to the hotel where our wedding was set to take place, panic fueling my steps. But nothing could have prepared me for what I encountered upon arrival. There, in the glow of the soft lights, Hudson was kneeling before Harper, his eyes brimming with adoration as he proposed to her. "Harper, marry me," he declared passionately. "For you, I am willing to defy the world and show everyone that you are my true love." Tears blurred my vision, each drop a testament to my heartache. If Harper was his true love, then what was I? My hand trembled as I grasped the door handle, but slowly I released it. I would rather face the storm alone than seek shelter under an umbrella that wasn't meant for me. If their love was genuine, then this wedding should rightfully be theirs. With that thought in mind, I turned and slipped away quietly, my heart heavy but resolute. Later, I could hear Hudson searching for me frantically, but by then, I was already gone. He and Harper stood together beneath the dazzling lights, the electric ambience with anticipation. I watched from a distance as tears streamed down Harper's face, her joy palpable as she accepted his proposal. "Hudson, I will," she whispered, and in that moment, I knew I had made the right choice. In the 5 years I'd known Hudson, I had never seen him so radiant. He slid a sparkling diamond ring onto Harper's finger, pulling her into a tight embrace. "I've waited for this day for so long, Harper." "My Harper." Their kiss was passionate, a fervent seal on their commitment. My gaze fell to the modest sterling silver ring on my own finger, the one Hudson had given me, with promises of an upgrade once my mother's medical treatment was sorted out. He had insisted we save money for her care, and I had trusted him, clinging to the hope of a brighter future. But now, as I watched their love unfold, the truth crashed over me like a cold wave. He had been living a double life, and I was the one left in the shadows, unaware and heartbroken. Harper hesitated, her brow furrowing with concern. "Hudson, aren't we being unfair to Aubrey?" Hudson gently stroked her back, his expression calm. "It's precisely because we've been together for 5 years that I am determined to marry you. After everything we've been through, I don't want to leave any regrets behind. As for Aubrey, I've done my part. I've taken her and her mother to hospitals across the country. I've done everything I could for her. But what if she finds out?" Harper's voice wavered, the hint of worry creasing her brow. Hudson met her gaze with unwavering confidence. "She loves me too much," he assured her. "Even if she discovers the truth, I can easily talk her down. She's too soft-hearted to walk away from me." Harper laughed softly, but unease lingered in her eyes. "But your parents don't approve of me, especially since I've been married before." "Don't worry about them," Hudson reassured her, his voice steady. "The wedding will go on as planned, and I'll declare in front of everyone that you are my wife. Once it's done, my parents will have no choice but to accept it. And Aubrey, she'll simply fade away." Every word felt like a dagger to my heart, each one driving deeper into my chest. Hudson had orchestrated this betrayal with chilling precision. I stumbled back, tears blurring my vision. As I turned to flee, I collided with a waiter carrying a tray of boiling water. The scalding liquid splashed across my arm, but I didn't cry out. Apologies rang in my ears as I dashed away, my arm burning, yet my heart felt numbed. Once home, I locked myself in my room and dialed Dr. Carey's. "Morris at the cancer hospital. Dr. Morris, this is Aubrey, Lu Shaw's daughter. I've decided to sign up for the overseas phase 2 clinical trial program." There was a brief pause on the line. "But didn't your mother want to wait for Faizan?" "She did," I replied, my voice steady despite the storm raging within me. But the wedding is off, and my mother's health is the priority now. After a moment, Dr. Morris responded gently. I had my suspicions about your fiancé down. He didn't seem very concerned during your visits. It's better this way, Aubrey. As soon as I hung up, my phone buzzed again. It was Hudson. Aubrey, the wedding venue is set. When will you come to check it out? If there is anything that needs changing, I'll call the planner right away. I inhaled deeply, summoning my strength. Hudson, I know everything. I saw the photos, and I witnessed your proposal to Harper. The wedding is off. Please don't contact me again. Silence stretched between us, heavy and suffocating. Then his voice, tinged with regret, broke through. I am sorry, Aubrey. I never meant to hurt you. With tears streaming down my face, I hung up. It was time to shift my focus back to my mother's health and reclaim my life, free from the shadows of deceit that had clouded my heart. My groom, her husband.